And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we've got...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight. And like I said, you're listening to The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics. Yes, we're here to give you the truth behind the headlines, and this week's headline is... Welcome back, apartheid.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, I may even have mentioned it on the political show when this pandemic was still coming out. Mm. And we were saying, 100,000 people have COVID.
Now we say, go back there.
Do you remember the good old days when only 100,000 had COVID?
Right.
Now we're sitting on like 134 million, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and one of the things that we spoke about, it was on one of those political shows, eh? And I think in about February, March, mm-hmm. you know, when we had to sneak here with, because we were under level 5 lockdown at one stage, mm-hmm. and we used to have to sneak here with our papers.
Sure.
Huh? And our producer, Gloire, was living on site to keep Active FM going.
Yep.
So, I mean, we were supposed to record from home. Yeah. And then we used to come because we had, essential worker permits.
Yeah, we are essential workers. Yes. We are frontline workers.
Yeah, for food.
Yes.
And me for medical.
Yes.
I had food and medical. So I had two, depending what I was doing, I had two pieces of paper. Yes. So, and then we used that to come and record.
Yeah.
And we didn't have masks. Okay. So, but in that time, leading up to the lockdowns and all of that, I spoke about, with this thing, what's coming back is the Dompas. So mm-hmm. the first thing, and the Dompas, for those people outside South Africa who don't know, during apartheid, they actually set up like 13 countries in South Africa, and they said, you know, the different black groups, they had to be in one of those areas that were called homelands. Mm. And so you were no longer South African citizen. So, I mean, where's your family from, Sotho?
From KZN.
From KZN. Yeah. Okay, so Black Knight over here, his family is obviously Zulu. They would have been citizens of KwaZulu, which mm-hmm. means he's no longer a citizen of South Africa, which means if he's here in Joburg, which is in South Africa, he has to carry a pass, like a passport. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he hasn't got permission to be here. He's got to go back to Zululand sure. so that we can have separate development, which is the English word for apartheid.
Sure.
So they had to carry a pass, a dompas is mm-hmm. what they called it, and... If the police found Black Knight without that pass, he'd be arrested. And then he'd have to be deported.
That's if I'm in Johannesburg.
In Johannesburg, yeah. Now, if you were by Ulundi or somewhere in KZN, in Zululand, then you were fine. But if you were in Joburg or Durban, you know, somewhere like that, Pietermaritzburg, you're in a foreign nation without a passport.
Sure.
That's actually what apartheid did.
Sure.
So...
Very interesting.
Yes. So that Dompas whole culture thing, South Africans know it well. Because even us as white South Africans, you know, by law, we had to carry. In fact, you know, actually by law in South Africa, we all have to carry an ID.
Mm.
They just don't enforce it. But from 1890 or something like that, that law came into being. But in any case, even white people understood that because we needed permission to go into like Soweto because it was a black area. The white people also couldn't just go wherever they wanted. If we went into our homeland, we actually needed permission. All right. Now, we got arrested less for it, but by law, we could also be arrested. Now, why we're saying apartheid is coming back is because of the whole thing with the vaccine passports. And, you know, they're calling it a green pass in Israel. The UK, they're secretly organizing. And apparently in about June, July, they're going to hit the Brits with this vaccine passport. Joe Biden's all for it. The Chinese government is all for it. In fact, the Chinese government says, "Hey, boo, let us, you know, let us administer this thing for the world."
The same people they gave us.
Yes, the ones where the Wuhan BSL level 4 lab is. Yes, the one, you know, that that accidentally was next to the wet lab where the bats apparently gave it to humans. Type of yes, the same guys. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about that because everyone's going to need a dorm pass around the world.
And obviously, that can easily creep into the country itself.
No, no, it's coming, bro. It's not going to creep.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to be discussing today. It's going to be quite interesting. How are they bringing back apartheid here in South Africa? And are we happy? Are we excited?
No.
Let's keep listening. It's going to be awesome. Here's a song by Reactive called Broken to Pieces.
To pieces, every wound released. shattered, now I'm restored. I was broken, now I'm whole. I was shattered, now I'm restored. I was broken, now I'm whole. I was shattered, now I'm restored. I was broken, now I'm whole. I was shattered, now I'm restored.
While you're listening to the song, because it's been an it was an awesome song by Reactive, you were thinking, how is Apartheid coming to South Africa?
Yeah, but I have to admit that while that Reactive song was playing, that I just couldn't help reacting.
Yeah.
It really is awesome.
Yeah, it really is awesome. Really, it's a very awesome, it's a deep track. It touches your heart. Yeah, very nice.
Broken to pieces, the blood of Jesus, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So now, what has been launched in South Africa as of last month is, well, it's not really last month, but officially is last month. It's called Health Passport South Africa. And this is basically a vaccine passport. And what this thing, this app does is that it tracks whether you've gotten the vaccine or not, whether you you went to get tested. All of that is, all that information is in that app. And then when you want to travel to places like the UK, when you want to travel to places like the US, Ireland, Germany, where they're also using this specific app, then they scan the QR code and then they can tell whether you've gotten tested and whether your test came back negative or positive. They can tell whether you've gotten the vaccine or not. And then according to the regulations of these specific countries, they allow you in or not, depending on the results of that app. And then in South Africa as well, they're using it to actually open up the tourism industry, especially in Cape Town. So that's what this whole app is.
Is that the DA?
No.
In Cape Town, it's the DA that's
definitely
government.
Yeah, it's the DA.
Democratic Flippin' Alliance.
Why is it Cape Town? Always.
No. Don't listen. The DA and the ANC and the EFF are all in this stuff together. They all claim to be fighting.
Mm.
but they're fighting for stuff that people don't want.
Yeah.
Most people in South Africa that I experience don't want the vaccine. So they're all fighting about how quickly we can all get the vaccine.
Mm.
And most people are saying, but we don't want it. So I like the way they just put it for travel. Because if you want to know what's going to happen, just have a look at Israel. Israel's actually introduced this thing. They're calling it the green pass there. So it's a nice green color. You know what I mean? So if you got this pass, okay, now it's the pass, eh? Dorm pass. If you got this pass, then green, the color is green, you can go. Otherwise, it's red. So guess what? If you want to go to the shops, if you want to get onto public transport, you want to go to a sports event, you want to go to parties, a restaurant, whatever, you're going to need that vaccine passport. Now, what was apartheid? Was apartheid separate development, which is what they called it officially. You know, they also coated apartheid in very nice words.
Mm.
They made it sound so fantastic. Eh? I mean, they even, you know, I remember growing up in school and they showed this place where all the people were living in a squatter camp. And then they were explaining, you know, when they broke all the shacks down and then they put them in Soweto or a place like that. So you know what you'd see is these guys all living in shacks. And then there was this one woman who had like a shack, but there was like this round tin, like an old geezer or something that she was living in. And then there was this bad landlord, and obviously he's a black guy, and that he would come and take money from them, and they'd get threatened and all sorts of stuff. And anyway, then these oaks get moved to this other place. They got these nice brick houses and a tar road and all of this. And now the guy's got a car. I never forget this movie. I was showing it at school. And now he's got a car. And the next thing, this woman comes rolling her shack thing down the road. And everyone's laughing at her. That was like the end of the movie. So, in other words, they move them out of the shacks into these nice suburbs. And it's just so awesome. Apartheid looked fantastic with it. You know, you're like uplifting people. You know, in the meantime, what was happening? There was, you didn't have access because of the color of your skin to resources. So, for example, if you're on the mines, one of the things that you would get if you wanted any sort of position as a miner, you'd have to get what's called a blasting certificate, where you'd learn how to blast underground and all of that kind of stuff. And to get any sort of promotion or anything within the mines, become a shift boss or anything like that, you had to have a blasting certificate. And black people were not allowed a blasting certificate.
Sure.
And so now what you've got in Israel, which I'm pretty sure is going to come here and go all over the world, unless you've got opposition that's going to stand against it and block it, then what's going to happen is you're going to be like a black person under apartheid, where because you haven't got they haven't taken the vaccine, they say, fine, we're not going to force you, but now you don't have access to the shops. So the two big soccer teams are playing Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates. You can't go because you need the passport. And then what happens if when you're going to church? Now you must produce a QR code. Otherwise, you can't go into church.
Can you imagine?
Sure.
No, that's part of their plan. Sure. You know, and some of the churches are probably going to go with it. So that is, and I've heard some people call it a medical apartheid. And it's exactly what it is.
Definitely.
If you go and you study what apartheid was, what apartheid did, why it was so inhumane. They have pictures of cops beating people and shooting people and stuff like that. You have Sharpeville, things like that. That wasn't the big deal. I mean, those were terrible events, but that wasn't the big tragedy of apartheid. I mean, things like that have happened, like Marikana mine and things like that in South Africa subsequent to apartheid as well. So those incidents, those are the pictures, but that wasn't the problem with apartheid. The problem with apartheid was that you were not free to move anywhere in the country. If you were Indian, you weren't even allowed to even be in the Free State. You know that if you were Indian, you weren't even allowed to travel through the Free State from Joburg to Durban. You weren't allowed to be in the Free State at all if you were Indian.
So how would you have to?
You'd have to go around or fly or something, I don't know. But what I'm saying is you did not have freedom of movement. And one of the things that the Freedom Charter was all about, and one of the fights was for freedom of movement, to be free to do any job, you know, to be free to have access to anything, education and all that. They're busy promulgating legislation right now that's already been up for comment in South Africa that says that if your children's vaccines aren't up to date, they won't be allowed at school. So in other words, now based on that, you're going to limit people in terms of access to education, which is exactly what apartheid did. And then they say, right, if you're a woman that's pregnant, So you can kill that baby in an abortion, no problem. Just bam, bam, bam. It's over. Problem solved. You can carry on. No inconvenience. The baby's dead. You know, forget about it. Just move on, type of thing. And that's a woman's right because they say it's her body. But now they're saying it's also your body because there's a Geneva Convention after what Hitler and the Nazis did that you cannot force any medical procedure on any person. In fact, you know, even if you go for operation, you know that you have to sign a form authorizing them to operate on you. Mm. And if you're not in a position to sign, your family member has to sign.
Mm.
Otherwise, it can't be done. And, you know, they can't legally operate on you without that authorization because they're cutting you open and stuff. And now they're saying, okay, so because of that convention that came after Hitler and the gruesome thing that the Nazis did, there's a United Nations Convention against medical experimentation. Now, what's happening with these vaccines? Let's be honest. If you're listening all the time, what are they coming out with this news? Studies are showing that it's 100% effective. Like the last one I saw, it's 100% effective in preventing children from getting COVID-19. When all these studies are coming out, you know what they're actually admitting? That they're vaccinating people and then they're getting the results. In other words, they're testing the vaccine on the population at large. And the thing is, what this thing's going to do in the medium to long term, we don't know. We're going to start seeing end of this year, and in 5 years' time and 10 years' time, what this thing's going to do. If this thing produces cancer, which some scientists believe it will, you're only going to find that out in 5 to 10 years. Sometimes it might just be that you know, you come into contact with a certain virus. And then you have a massive autoimmune response where your immunity attacks your body and you die. You're only going to find that out when someone comes into contact with a particular virus that sets your immune system off.
Mm.
So anyone who says the vaccine's safe is lying. Because it might be. I'm not saying it isn't. But they don't know. The reality is they do not know if it's safe. And now they're saying, okay, but to go to the shop, you know, we've got Checkers, Pick and Pay here in South Africa. They've got Walmart and, you know, all their stores in America and places like that. And now in order to go there, you need, and in Australia they've got a shop called Coles, you know, and all of that. So now in order to go into the shop, you're going to need this vaccine. So you're going to need to present a QR code. Otherwise, you can't get into the shop. And that's the same as apartheid. And you'd have certain establishments like toilets. To say whites only. So whites only toilet. Okay, this is blacks only. Or they'd have Europeans or non-Europeans.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was a European. I've never been to Europe. even to this date, I'm 52 years of age. I've never been to Europe.
Sure.
But I was classified as a European. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, now they're going to institute the same thing for the reason of health. And there's one more thing I want to say about this. This is my last point. And that is, you know, when they used to demolish the shacks, you would hear it on the news that they cleared out the area, they demolished the shacks, and it was done in the interest of public health. You know, when they cleared out Sophia Town, okay, it on the news, they cleared it out, it was done in the interest of public health. When they cleared out District 6 in Cape Town, they cleared it out on the news, it was done in the interest of public health. You know what they then did in Sophia Town? They built up a new suburb. They put Afrikaans people in there and they called it Triumph. Now, do you know what Triumph means?
Triumph.
In Afrikaans, it's the Afrikaans word for triumph.
Mm.
In other words, they triumphed over the black people. That's what that suburb's called Sophia Town again today.
Mm.
So that piece of terrible history was undone. But, you know, that's what apartheid was all about. And many of those measures, the excuse for doing them, it was done in the interest of public health. And so now, guess what? You must have a QR code to get into the shop in the interest of public health.
Sure.
It's deep.
So now the question is, because obviously this is being enforced whether we like it or not and stuff like that, but does the public, do you think the public actually is going to be excited for this? Because I think this is going to be a 50-50 thing. Or is it going to be an 80-20? Or what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I'm just going to say one thing about that.
Mm.
And then I'd like Black Knight to comment on whether he agrees with my summary of things here. But the medical advisory board was filled with virologists and vaccinologists and all those kind of ologists.
Mm.
And then they fired them all in the third quarter of 2020.
Mm.
And they replaced them mostly with behavioral scientists. Sure. Okay, scientists who study human behavior and how to get human beings to do what you want. And they did this at the time when news started coming out that the vaccines would be ready by the end of 2020.
Mm. Sure.
So, you know, just so when you say, are people going to accept it? Are the tactics of the behavioral scientists going to work? That's the question we need to ask. Mm. So, in terms of my summary, what do you think, Black Knight?
Summary, spot on. Some stuff I don't know, like, you know what I mean, firsthand. Only read of, yeah, that's how I know the Europeans and non-European stuff.
Did you ever go to the Apartheid Museum?
Yes.
Yeah, in Johannesburg?
Yes.
No, it was pretty accurate, eh?
Yeah.
I've never been to the Apartheid Museum.
Okay, I think we must do a show from there. We must actually find out.
Yeah.
We'll see if Glavia can organize to record us in the Apartheid Museum.
Yes.
At Goldriff.
Next to.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the Market. Is it the Market Museum? It's called the Market Museum. The Market Theatre Museum.
By the Market Theatre, yes.
Yes, I went. And there they also have a thing for apartheid. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. I must go and look.
They have actual shacks that you can go in. It's very cool.
Yeah, I've been Apartheid Museum, and I've been Orlando, Mandela's place. Interesting thing, my friend actually stays opposite there. So I go more than once.
In Winnie Mandela's Vilakazi Street?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so my friend stays opposite there. So even when I go to my friend's place, I'm just looking at the house. I also went to
No wonder he thinks he's too good for us. Huh?
Where Hector Peterson's thingy is there, I also went there because it's not far from Winnie Mandela's place. It's just a walk. So I went there. So I do know a little bit, and I know my mom, my grand, my uncles, they used to tell me about what used to happen. They didn't tell me the truth, like, you know, the politics side of it, because they didn't know the politics side of it. They were just fed by the news what they were fed and whatever they would feed each other. But one thing for sure, I know what you're saying is very, very accurate. Looking at the whole thing with the past, this thing is, it's actually true. Because now, even the last thing that you stated about the public health thing, you know, the fact that they're still using that now, it's amazing. Because I know one thing with these politics stuff, they do the same thing. You know, I know with the 9/11 when the bombing, when the planes went in there, you must see how all the news, like they all started saying the same line. Because I think CNN, when they started, they were confused. They're like, we don't know what happened. After the break, we're going to come back. And then when they came back, we just got a report, a plane. And then you change to, is it CP? That they also said the same thing. Like, it was like a script thing. Like, you could see they're all going through the same motions. We don't know what happened. We're going to come back. And then when they come back, then I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe that's how they plan everything. Yes, information can be sent and it can all be the same thing, you know, but like they all use the same words. That was my problem. Like they all use the same words. Now to also hear that, you can tell that it's still that mindset, and you can tell that also apartheid, it was never about black and white. As much as you said that you've never even been to Europe, but you are also classified just because they're like, he's also white. Let's just, you know what I mean? So it was not really about you. It was about whatever agenda they were pushing. And even now, that agenda is still being pushed. And I think it's just being evident that from apartheid to now, the fight was always with Jesus, the Bible, the church and stuff, you know.
Look, the one thing that was better under apartheid is that if you were doing anything in the name of the church, you had a level of protection.
Yeah, but I think they used the church. The church to colonize the people because they knew the ministers were doing it for the real thing. You know, because we did have
revivals. No, the blacks were Christians before apartheid. You had guys like
Yes. In fact, that's even worse.
Yeah. So the guys like David Livingston came and people like that brought the gospel.
Yes, before them.
Yeah, and so you had certain churches that the government used to propagate apartheid.
Yeah.
But the majority of the churches stood against them.
Mm.
And, you know, black people were safe to say whatever they wanted to say in the church.
The church.
Now, if they were standing in a church, you know, and I mean, I was in the Methodist church growing up. We'd have black, every now and then we'd have a black minister come and preach. And they'd hammer us. But because they were in church, they were safe.
Yeah.
And the people would listen to them.
Sure.
So, you know, now you're not safe anyway.
That's true.
So, there was a greater respect for the church. I think right now there's only a fear of the church because of the numbers. Mm. But the church is not really pulling together at this point, you know?
Yeah. And also another just fun fact, Nelson Mandela, the name Nelson, he actually got it from the church. It's not his birth name. He actually got it as a Christian name. He was just Mandela, Rolihlahla, and then they put Nelson as a Christian name. Yeah, so sure. people they don't say that. People don't say nothing about that. But I don't think also the public will be happy. Already they were fighting just getting the vaccines. No, just getting a jab, it was war. So now the fact that they're going to force them, and I also think it's also going to cause looting. I believe this might have an potential of looting being a normal thing.
Yeah.
So, Cynthia, what do you think is going to happen if looting happens?
If looting happens?
Yeah, what's going to happen after that?
All I can think of is martial law. There's going to be martial law put in place, and then we're going to go into
martial law is obviously
lockdown.
When the army comes.
Yeah.
And then they're controlling everything.
Yeah.
So then what do you think is going to happen when there's martial law?
Right.
And I don't have answers. That's why I'm asking.
Literally, with that would be harder lockdown, riots, chaos. I think there would be... And then... because of the chaos, the lockdown, the martial law and stuff, investors will actually pull out of the country and then the economy. I mean, we've already been hit by inflation and stuff, and then the economy is just going to
and more people suffer. Are also going to die.
Yeah.
Because the virus and the people who are fighting, when the riots happen, like more
can
people
I say something scary, though? I think that if something like this had to happen... For some reason, I feel like the EFF would then go into power because they would be the ones pushing for the riots and stuff.
Well, the only problem the EFF has is that they're standing so hard against lockdowns, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to push for the vaccine.
Yeah.
So, how are people going to react to that?
Yeah. I think it doesn't change. Even if the EFF... goes. In fact, if the EFF goes on to get the power, I think what we're saying is actually going to happen very quick. I think it's going to happen very fast, you know.
If the EFF comes into power, they won't be in power for more than one term.
There's going to be, they're going to... and
because they... Yeah,
we know Malema. He doesn't...
But the thing is also, when I don't think most people that would even be favorable towards the EFF...
Yeah, they wouldn't.
They don't realize what their policies are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About stripping them of their land and not giving them title deeds. Because that's what the real battle is.
Yeah.
And they've successfully coated it in a black-white thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the battle. The battle is, do the people have title deeds or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so...
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously it could end bad.
It will end bad.
If it happens, it will.
No, not if the church rises up.
Yeah, yeah. Not if the church rises up, then we'd be safe.
It's funny.
But we actually need, as the church, need to take, just as we did for apartheid and took a stand.
I have a sense. Look, I don't know if the church is going to take a stand against the vaccines.
Yeah.
Okay, that I don't know. But what I do know is this, that when all hell breaks loose, okay, if it, hopefully it doesn't, but if it does, I think the church is going to rise up.
Yeah.
And the only ones who are going to be able to make peace once that happens is going to be the church.
The church, yeah.
I have a sense God's going to orchestrate that.
Yeah.
And one thing that's nice about church in South Africa, it's always the church that intervenes.
Yeah.
You can go back into history, like before your apartheid, it was always the church that was intervening for.
Well, when Chris Hani was shot dead, and there was a huge, it looked like we were going to descend into civil war. Guess who pulled the leaders together and shouted at them?
The church.
The church.
Sure.
They put them in a room and they shouted at them.
Yeah.
And then they made peace. And then the negotiations carried on from there.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I think as a church, we shouldn't wait, though, until hell breaks loose. And this is speaking to the church as a whole and things like that. We actually need to starting now, actually bring this in prayer and take a stand now.
And I think also another thing people need to understand, even though the world themselves, is that the church doesn't want to take control. You know, we just want godly things happening. We just want to carry on with our church, you know, carry on pastoring, leading people. They can carry on as long as it's godly stuff. We fine with them, you know. I think they also, like Herod, if you go back to the Bible, he also had the same problem with Jesus. He thought Jesus was going to take his seat, but Jesus was not about that, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's when he would go killing people. Think the same thing, the same heart. In fact, I think we did have a sermon once about that. The same heart of Herod is actually what's happening right now. So
let us know your thoughts on our social media pages.
Active FM, radio has never been better.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From app ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales, or electronic proof of delivery, we've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on. Make your customer a happy one today by getting onto RapidTrade.
In Romans 1 verse 21, it says, "Yes, they knew God, but they wouldn't worship him as God or even give him thanks. And they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. As a result, their minds became dark and confused."
Okay, yeah. So, if you look at what's happened with the pandemic and you look at what's been going on since late 2019 into 2020, you know, the world, many people in the world have moved away from God. The Western world went forward on a Christian ethos. Its law was built on the Bible. Presidents and whatever would have to swear on the Bible. The king and queens of England were the head of the Church of England, you know, all sorts of things like that. And obviously there was, you know, wherever you've got a center of power, you're going to have corrupt people getting there that just want power, because that's the only route to power. And many of those people now don't tend to go into the church because that's not the route to power. Mm-hmm. It's either through the business world or through government, you know, mm-hmm. through political means. What is that? So at least that part doesn't happen that much anymore, you know, where the corruption comes through the church. But here's the thing. The Western world has moved ever further and further from biblical truth.
Mm.
And the Western world has moved further and further from God.
Mm.
And so what happens? Your mind becomes darkened.
Mm.
A little virus comes out. There's no faith, only fear. The world panics. And let me put it to you this way. Imagine if 2 years ago you had come and said, everyone's going to need a health passport to go to the shops. Everyone's going to need a health passport to travel. Now, let me tell you, 2 years ago, if someone asked you here in South Africa your HIV status, do you know that they could be put in jail?
Hmm.
If they gave you a job or kept a job from you based on your HIV, you know, the HIV which causes AIDS, the disease, if they withheld that job, they could have the living daylights out of them sued.
Hmm.
And your HIV status was a private affair. So that is a constitutional right. It's a constitutional right to freedom of movement. And all of this, people are saying, no, I'm happy to chuck this out to be safe. Their minds are darkened. That's how you end up with a tyrant. You think this person's going to make you safe. So you trust them to make all the decisions for you. But that's the opposite of freedom. And here's the exciting thing about God. God warns you. And he tells you the truth. But he says, have faith in me. Step out in faith. Don't try and stay safe. I'm not going to control your life. I'm going to lead you. It's your choice whether you follow me or not. But if you follow me, I promise you blessing. That's what God promises. And so it's the exact opposite of the spirit that's on the world, which is controlled by Satan and is manipulative. Anytime there's manipulation, that's Satan that's involved. You know, at the end of the day, God says, there is the pack of cards. This is the situation. Receive me, don't receive me. It's your choice. And you will live by the consequences of your choice. But at the end of the day, if you choose me, you're choosing freedom.
Yeah.
Real freedom. Freedom to be in control of yourself. Because the last part of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. If you're full on with Jesus, you will have the ability to control yourself. And that's the highest freedom that you can get, that you can actually control yourself. So get to Jesus and you will not be scared of all of this stuff.
And that is basically it. Don't forget to let us know your thoughts. Are you for the vaccine passport, the health passport? Are you going to download the app or not? Let us know on our social media platforms. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Giggs. And with me in studio we have
Gavin Enslin,
Pastor Gavin Enslin, and
the Black Knight.
The Black Knight. Right here on the Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics on Active FM. Radio has never been better. Here's a song by Aaron Cole called Mind.
What you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.